Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
She arrived in Fayetteville ranked as the nation's number one high school infielder. Delivered on that ranking by starting all 58 games for the Razorbacks and being named Freshman All-American. Her sophomore campaign has been even better. She has scored more runs than any other Razorback and has more home runs already than she did last year. What makes her even more valuable is her leadership, her energy, big hits, big moments, and big-time swagger. Get loud, Arkansas. The future is now. Ella McDowell is here.
Good morning, she had Ella. Are you there?
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Now, listen, this is the first time ever I am calling from... Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Just a delay. Yeah.
Ella, can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you.
So, we may not should have tried this, but I am right outside of Stonehenge in Europe. Just a few minutes away, but I had to make the call with Justin and Christian and Pigskin Preacher to say congratulations. It's been a great 5 years that we've been able to follow the softball program. We've had Mary Half and Hannah Gamble, last year Bree Ellis, but you are the first Razorback softball player who's managed to do what none of them could do, and that's get to a College World Series, and you got to make the last out this past week. What did that feel like to catch that fly ball to take you guys to the World Series?
Man, it felt like no other. I was so happy to be able to do it for my team. And whenever the ball was up in the air, everything just kind of went quiet. And as soon as I caught it, it was like a rush of emotion. So definitely a surreal moment.
I don't know how many put.
Yeah, I saw you get Ella, a bucket. Go ahead.
Fast. No, Ella, go ahead, this is Justin. You had, I don't know how many putouts you had this past weekend, but I mean, you played, obviously you played well on offense as well, but defensively, you did some incredible things. I mean, just a great, great weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Seriously, I take pride in my defense. So I was helpful to help the team.
Well, you know, the other thing, Justin, that if you remember, if you look at the stat line, I think you're probably fourth or fifth. I know you don't care about stats, Ella, and they're not the most important thing, but in the last two games in that Super Regional, you scored seven times, four in the first game, three in the second time, and you very rarely strike out, and that's you've scored 65 runs. That's 15 more runs than anybody else on the team, and that's sort of been your MO. Is, you know, get on base and score runs.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely not something I think about every single day. But, I mean, hearing you say those stats, like, dang, I definitely like to get on base, and I like for my teammates to hit me in. So it all works out perfectly.
Jeez. Well, you've got Nebraska. You've got the primetime game, 7:30 tomorrow night. What can you tell us about Nebraska? You guys had a chance to take a look, and what do you think of them in tomorrow night's matchup?
Yeah, Nebraska has two very talented pitchers. You know, one was the player of the year announced last year, Jordy Fromm, and then announced last night. And then they have a freshman pitcher who was up for National Freshman of the Year, Alexis Jensen. So two very talented players. They have an offense that can really hit the ball. They hit a lot of home runs. So we're just looking to keep throwing punches back with them, establish ourselves early in the game, and just get the ball rolling.
Well, I know that, you know, one of the big things, I know, Justin, you saw it, all you guys saw it, that, you know, the big celebration of the night was about the team, but it was also about Courtney Dyfel, and that she's done so much for this program. She's the all-time wins leader, and this thing's, you know, it's had to be in the back of her mind. This is where she wanted to get. Just, it's been so close. But what's she been like over the last few weeks as you guys have gotten closer and closer? And then, of course, could you see the difference after after winning the other night with her, you know, with the way she felt, maybe her shoulders a little bit lighter, finally reaching that goal.
Yeah, well, over the past 2 weeks, Chris Stifle has just been a steady head for us. She has never made us feel the pressure or feel this or that. She just loved us regardless. And once we finally did what we were set to accomplish, she was just over the moon. And so many emotions overcame her. And it was just amazing to see your leader care so much about something. And it just fired us all up. We're so happy for him. And we wanted to do this for her.
Well, Justin Moore just said he's taking his daughters to Oklahoma City. What kind of turnout you think you're going to get there?
Ella,
there's going to be thousands of Razorback fans. Yeah,
Ella, I have my oldest daughter is 16, about to be a junior, and she's obsessed with softball and you. And she's an Ella as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm taking her and my youngest daughter, who's 11. To the game, so we're pretty stoked.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait to see y'all there, and hopefully the turnout in general is just amazing. I mean, it's first time in program history. Why not get some alumni and some super fans to show up? That would really make me happy.
They're telling me I've got 60 seconds, so you tell us to clap it out, and I'll get out of here if you guys want to finish it up. But tell us to clap it out.
All right. Okay, Morning Mayhem, clap us out.
Sweet.
Here we go.
There you go.
I love it.
Go get them, Alan. Thank you. Congratulations. Go get it. Go Hogs.
Yes, sir. We're pigging.